Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And speaking about really good coach and a really good person, and our next guest is that. I mean, this is somebody who works his tail off. He has to do a blinder sometimes. He gets a lot of kids. He develops them. Has done a tremendous job in Southwest Miami High School. Coach Donnie March is kind enough to join us on a Wednesday night. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously right during spring, trying to get these kids a little college interest, as we talked to Coach Scott. Not going to be easy because they're not getting a chance to see him. But I'm sure you're filming a lot of stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Larry. We film our practices, and some of that film's been getting out. A couple of the smaller schools have been by. It's been an exciting spring. We're looking forward to, we got a purple and white game. I just heard Coach talking about his inner squad game. We have ours coming up Saturday, and Javi we got a good jamboree planned with Goldman, and we're going to be playing Matter.
Oh, nice.
So we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Good programs. Talk about what you obviously last year was tough. We saw you during the Tri-County deal up there when you played. I believe South Dayton played a great game. You did a lot of the really good things right. I saw you had a lot of 22 kids. So you're returning some players who have that nucleus and have that at least – knowledge of what you expect from them. Talk about that, because that's always tough to get. If you don't have seniors coming back, it's kind of tough if you don't have leadership, but you seem to have a few.
Yeah, we do. Our quarterback kind of got thrown into the fire last year. Our first game, our senior went out, so we had a sophomore in there, and we knew we were going to struggle. But I tell you what, man, our record didn't reflect the competitive football that we put out on the field. We were in every game, and, we had a lot of warriors going both ways, and we always kept it close when we were right there,
So
I'm looking forward to what we got back. We got a good nucleus. We got a quarterback that season going into his junior year, and that's Tyler Sandino, a great kid, really coming into his own. And we got some other key players that are going to do some great things. We added some great coaches, too. We got Anton Graham, former great from FIU, played for a conference championship with Mario Cristobal. He brought Willie Washington, who played for Missouri Western. So we got a good new defensive staff put together. The majority of our staff played college ball, from all over. And we're really gelling nicely. It came together pretty quick. And we're going to be real competitive in, what I consider the toughest district now, adding that private school up the street from us. I think we're in 8A, our district is probably the most loaded in Florida, I'd say. So we're looking forward to competing, Larry.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Donnie March joining us, Southwest Miami, a program that I'll confess to you, Coach, when I was a kid, that was like my favorite program. My dad used to take us to the Gables Southwest game every year down at Central Stadium back in the day, and always liked that purple and white. For some reason, I just thought that Southwest, I think they used to wear like a purple and gray back in the day, but I think you have that too, don't you have the purple and gray still or no?
Yeah, we added the gray when we got here, and You know, family tradition. My uncle played quarterback there, you know, and went on to play at Eastern Kentucky, and I was fortunate enough to be on one of the only teams, the first one to beat Gables. So nice. A lot of history with my family and the program, and, you know, we got greats like Don Follinger that came out of there, and, you know, a lot of good football has been played there. So we're looking forward to keeping the tradition going and keep the ball rolling this season.
Well, let me tell you, you had the Chickalos back in the day. They all went there. And then you take a look at and also the Beckman family, who were really, really – they all went to University of Miami. And Southwest had Donnie Williams. They've had guys. They LaMarcus Joyner. You look at – we could go on and on. And the program obviously is in a tremendous region. You have kids from a lot of different parks in the area, which is good. A lot of competition, as you mentioned, Columbus right up the block, Florida Christian not far away. I mean, you guys are right in the South Miami down the road. You're in a hotbed area for football. And certainly throughout the years, when you see Southwest come, and especially the last couple of years, I mean, they're there. I mean, you guys are not backing down. You're well coached. That's the one thing that I noticed last year with a lot of your kids that I said that I know that are coming back for this year. So this spring had to be a lot, or has to be so much better for you, knowing that you get a full spring, you get some of these 2022 classes who are usually under the radar, but now they're super under the radar because of the fact that they didn't get seen last year at all, and this year. You know, I mean, sparingly. Now, what are you going to do start June 1st? Because a lot of these teams are going to, like, go to different area camps. Some of them are going to go outside the area. Have you guys planned out your summer? Because I know it's going to be essential for you to get the kids in front of some college coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. We take our kids all over the nation, actually. So last year we – you know, like everyone else, we struggled with that. We weren't able to do it. So this year we got two swings going. We got a Florida swing. So we'll rent a couple of vans and we'll hit up all the Florida schools. And then, you know, I'm going to take my lineman to a camp out in Furman. We're going to go up there to Greenville. And it's a sleepaway camp. And I really enjoyed taking kids there in the past and, you know, getting them a chance to get out of Florida and, you know, see what we could see. It's always exciting to stop in and you know, see football all over the U.S. So I don't know if we're going to make it out to Clemson. You know, I already talked to some of their coaches and, you know, we've been out there before. You know, when I was with Coach Dre, who's doing well starting his own program now. But he and I loaded them up and took them all over the place. So we'll do something similar this season. And we added an asset with our chaplain and a man that knows football, Tip Johnson. So he's definitely all about getting the kids some exposure. He's quite a guy in the community. And just watching and being around him, I've learned some stuff too. So we're looking forward to getting our kids some showcase.
Yeah, Tip's first class guy. Now, have you gotten any help from the wrestling program? I know Sands is on your heavyweight who was in the state finals.
Adrian Sands is a heck of a football player and a heck of a wrestler and a heck of a worker. You know, sometimes Coach, me and Artiaga tug back and forth for some of our guys. Actually, Tyler Shandino, our quarterback, you know, he's tough. He's a wrestler too, so. So, nice. Coach Artiaga and I work well together as far as keeping our kids on the mat and on the field. So, you know, that's a great program to pick a great coach to pick his brain every once in a while and vice versa, you know. So, we definitely work together well and looking forward to getting some bigger guys in to help him out too, so.
No doubt. And obviously rich in tradition, like I said, for, you know, I've been at this for a while and Southwest was very much on the landscape when I first started and throughout the years, well respected. A lot of people come out of there. A lot of people have graduated from Southwest Miami, and certainly Coach, I appreciate you taking some time this evening. We enjoyed it and we'll see you guys soon, obviously.
Yeah, huh? Can I shoot you a couple names to look out for, Larry?
So, sure, go ahead. Go for it.
We got, obviously, our quarterback. We got Jaden Brown, who's a great asset. Dante Camarena, who's going to play both ways, a fullback and a heck of a middle linebacker. I'll tell you what, some of these guys, no one's heard about them, and I can't wait to see them showcase. Obviously, we said Adrian Sands. We got Jason Carter, who's a big center of ours. Wasn't able to play last year, and he's a huge asset. And I tell you what, there's a name you got to remember, and that's Terrence Woodson. He's probably the most underrated safety in Dade County, and he's just nice. He's a beast back there. And then we got one last slot, probably one of the quickest and crisp, runs the crispest routes around, and his name's Tadarius Strobridge, and his nickname is Bam. And Colin Bethel, who's one of the few kids in Miami that will be able to say he went to four schools. He's a loyal kid, a great leader on the team, on the basketball court, everywhere he's seen. He's got a 4.0. So, I mean, the kid.
Good
kid
stuff.
He's a hard worker in and out of the classroom. Larry, I appreciate you having me on, man.
Anytime, Coach. Coach said,
thank you for all you do for our community, man. There's not a harder working guy for kids than you. So we appreciate you, man.
All right, Coach. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Good stuff. Coach Donnie Marsh from Southwest Miami and bringing it strong. Program, you know, a lot of people, you have to understand that program's been around for a long time. And they, when they're there in the early part of their careers, they get a really good introduction in the high school sports. Good coaching staff. Now with Tip on board, I agree with it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.